The world-renowned actor Al Pacino is one of the world's most renowned actors.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He's been nominated for 8 Academy Awards and took home the big one for his role in Scent of a Woman.
Out of order. I'll show you out of order. You don't know what out of order is, Mr. Trask. If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Because he's so glorious, and because everyone just ignores how many shitty movies he's in, he's decided to become the world's greatest actor.
Be the best. You gotta outdo everyone else. So I'm gonna redo every classic movie, but with number one, Amazing Me, in the lead role. Hoo-ah!
Al Pacino is Citizen Kane.
Mega tycoon and all-around asshole, Charles Foster Kane is dead! His last words caught on one of them newfangled RCA recording machines!
Rosebud. What the fuck is a rosebud? I look like I like roses. I eat roses for lunch.
Al Pacino in Casablanca.
But what about us, Rick? If I get on that plane, you'll never see me again.
That's right. We'll always have pairs. We didn't now. Now we do. On account of a screwing.
When I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. I took a mental picture of your naked body. Put it in the vault. Ha! I'm no good at being known.
Don't you want to say something about a hill of beans in this crazy world?
Hill of beans? More like mountains of melons. Ha!
Al Pacino is E.T.
Oh, God!
Elliot.
I taught him how to talk now. He can talk now.
E.T. Can you say that? Can you say E.T.?
E.T. What's the big deal? E.T. 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 Be good. Phone home. E.T. Phone home. Be good. See, it's fucking easy to talk.
Al Pacino is...
Hey, put me in a horror movie or something.
Al Pacino in The Shining.
All work, no play. Makes Jack a dull boy. Type, type, type. Gun him out of my family. Hey, Nancy. Bring me a sandwich or something. Type, type, type. See, this acting crap is easy. Put me in a comedy. I'm funny. Not funny, funny, haha.
Al Pacino is all three Marx brothers.
How would you like a job at the Mint? Mint? I don't like a mint. What other flavors you got? Hong Kong. See, hilarious. I'm a comedian.
Al Pacino in Geely.
Wait. That's the movie with the big-butted Mexican broad. The guy who smelled like onions. I was in that movie. I was great in that movie.
No, you weren't. We're giving you another chance.
What do you morons think? That this is Little Italy? Wake up! This is the 21st century!
No, you won't be playing the role of Stark Man again.
Who? The onion guy? Fine. I'm Batman, blah, blah, blah. I'll get you Superman, blah, blah, blah. My wife's a murdering lunatic, but I stay married, blah, blah, blah. Argo, Argo!
No, not Ben Affleck.
Who then? Wait. No, not the skirt.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez. You said you wanted to do all the roles. Now, do them.
In traditional Thai Muay Thai, there are 5 levels. Digital orb extrusion.
What's that supposed to mean? Go Boston!
It's turkey time.
Huh?
Gobble gobble, this is fucking stupid.
Al Pacino is the Wicker Man.
Alright. Not even I could screw that one up. Not the bees! Not the bees. Ah, shit, yes I can.
Hello and welcome to Sneaker Madness, the podcast about bad movies by bad movie lovers for bad movie lovers. I'm your host, Justin. With me, as always, are Jackie and Sam. Hello, good friends across the room.
Hello.
Hello.
It's good to see you guys here in the past.
In the past.
Where
The Cubs just won the World Series.
Yeah, exactly. We should have played it like, hey, I predict the Cubs are going to win the World Series, because nobody knows when we record. And they would have listened a week from now and be like, holy shit, they said the Cubs were going to win. Those guys are really smart. Did you see the Twitter post about the fucking apocalypse?
Well, I figured that was going to be actually my joke was now the world can fucking end. The Cubs won the World Series, right?
No, there was a guy on Twitter 2 years ago. Some Del Rey guy is what his name was or something like that. And 2 years ago, almost to the day, he said 2016 Cubs, Indians in the World Series. It's going to go to game 7, tie in extra innings, and then the world's going to end. Hashtag apocalypse.
Huh.
2 years ago.
Well, did you see the guy with the yearbook?
I didn't.
So it was like a late 80s, early 90s yearbook. And his quote, because he had nothing else, was Chicago Cubs, 2016 World Champions. You heard it here first. It's like 27 years ago. He called it in the yearbook, and there's photographic evidence of it.
That is awesome. You know, the funny thing is people have just been trying to throw shit at a wall for eons, and you're playing a numbers game. A couple guys stuck one time. But predicting extra innings in game sevens. Nice job.
Yeah.
Jackie, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Nothing you want to share with us this week that you learned?
Ross is a really emotional guy.
Yes, he is indeed. And Chandler's very sarcastic. Joey's kind of dumb.
No, I was talking about Ross on the Cubs team.
Oh.
He's the first baseman.
No, he's the catcher.
He's the catcher?
Actually, Anthony Rizzo is emotional, and he's the first baseman.
Rizzo wasn't in Friends. What are you guys talking about?
Ross is the catcher.
Yeah. Of
the Cubs.
Of Rachel's bad juju.
Oh.
Moving on.
So no one told you that you were going to win the World Series.
Yeah. Let's talk about some bad movies. I want to mention also that we're doing 88 minutes this week from a fan suggestion from Lee Dubay. So don't hesitate to send us your fan suggestions. We will eventually get to them if we think that they fit our mold, and this one does. I'm choosing this one specifically because in year one, I chose, right at about this time, I chose The Wicker Man,
yes,
which was completely dubious and took a lot of effort on our part to figure out what the fuck was going on. Last year, I chose about this time Dreamcatcher, which we could not fucking figure out.
There's no way to figure it out.
We have no clue what happens in that movie.
He wrote it on painkillers. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Apparently, this one doesn't make any goddamn sense either. So we're following that tradition for fall. Don't make a whole lot of goddamn sense movies.
Nonsense November.
Nonsense November. I like
it. Hey, we got to keep that now.
Hashtag. Let's talk about some streaming do's and don'ts this week. Right. It's our Halloween follow-up. As for us, Halloween was just a few days ago. We took part in some horror movies. So I want to start out with something on Amazon Prime starring Jeff Fahey and nobody else.
Nobody else. Usually they stick him with somebody.
No, Jeff Fahey was the big draw.
Oh.
Mid-90s movie called Serpent's Lair.
You know, I've heard of this and never seen it.
It stinks.
You don't. Well, Jeff Fahey and no one else. I mean, come on.
This thing, before we even talk about the plot, I have to say is one of the worst shot movies I've ever seen.
Oh.
Every shot is out of focus, which happens a lot of the time. I understand sometimes camera people just don't know how that works. Me being one of them.
Can be difficult.
This is always out of focus. And then the fun thing is, the brightness is dialed up to about 150%. There's shots where they go outside and you can't see anything but white and like a little bit of yellow of Jeff Fahey's face. And there's dialogue coming. People are having long conversations. And the fucking brightness is so bad, you can't see a goddamn thing.
So, sounds like they just didn't know how to use the camera.
They did not know how to use the camera.
Oh.
And it's a feature film.
I would gripe about the focus if it wasn't so overexposed.
If you could even tell that it was out of focus.
Yeah, it was too overexposed. I don't know.
Oh, it was awful. Jackie, Serpent Slayer.
I thought the sex scenes were pretty uncool.
It's a softcore porn, kind of one of those late night Cinemax movies, like ooh, sexy time, like.
But it wasn't sexy.
Erotic thriller is what I think the genre is. Yeah.
I mean, it just wasn't that sexy.
They were incredibly boring sex scenes.
Yeah, and it looked like they were bored.
Maybe things were really hot and heavy and exciting. We just couldn't tell, again, because of the overexposure.
That's true. Or the fuzziness.
And the fuzziness. Well, that could have just been Jeff Fahey's balls. Very fuzzy, I've heard. Gawker had a whole thing about it.
Gawker. They don't have time for Jeff Fahey.
They have time for Jeff Fahey, just not his balls. Nobody's got time for Jeff Fahey's balls.
Yeah.
This lady didn't have any time for Jeff Fahey's balls because the sex scenes that were supposed to be so hot and heavy barely contained any nudity and were over in a matter of seconds.
Hmm.
Like, but they were like constantly humping. And
so it's realistic.
Yeah, I guess. But
for a lot of dudes, it's over in a couple of minutes.
Man, if I had seen this in my Spank Bank days, late night Cinemax movie, I would have been like, this thing is bullshit.
Yeah, it's the one that the teaser that you just, it's never going to give you enough time.
No, it will not give you enough time to jerk off.
Oh, and when it does, it's like 5 minutes of people having sex with their clothes on with a wide angle lens. So
that's overexposed. That's overexposed.
So it's like, whoa, hot baby. I think that there's bodies in there someplace. But they're clothed bodies.
Looks worse than the scrambled Cinemax.
And the sexy lady is a succubus. If you know, that old tale.
Yeah, why not?
Jackie, I'm going to give this one a do not.
I'm going to give it a do.
Really? Oh. How is that possible?
I don't know. I was entertained.
I was bored to fucking death.
I was entertained. I'm going to give it a do.
I will say, in her defense, it is very riffable. Because it is so incredibly dumb and so poorly paced that there's lots of things happening on screen that are just very easily to rip on. So if you like have a pizza night with a couple dude bros and somebody puts it on, let it go. I'll give it a do on that. Let it go. Don't say, no, I heard that was shit. Have a good time with it. I think you can riff on it. Pretty good. Next up, The Howling 6, The Freaks. On Amazon Prime as well.
Yeah. I came into the tail end of this one.
Yeah, you came in about halfway through.
Yeah.
This is a different Howling. It's completely... Now, everybody says this about every Howling. Yeah. Well, it has nothing to do with the other ones. Well, yeah. None of them have anything. There's one overarching thing.
Werewolves.
Werewolves. That's it in Howling movies. That's it. They're not connected. None of them are based off the book, except for the first one. So fuck off with that. I like the premise of this one, though. That... There's a freak show that captures one of the Howling guys.
Yeah.
And uses them as part of the show. I thought that was an interesting concept for a shitty horror movie.
I didn't like this.
Okay.
I don't like freaks.
No,
I don't
do
like
not?
Looking at them.
Okay.
It freaked me out.
All right. You do realize that there were no actual mutated human beings in this film. It was all makeup.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay.
And it was
right.
Gross.
All right.
I didn't like it.
I don't really... Who was freaky? There was...
The alligator boy was gross looking.
He just had fake scales on his skin.
The chicken neck biter guy.
Well, that was just dumb.
And I didn't like the half man, half woman. She was mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Our good friend of the show, Carl, for Halloween, went as a half man, half woman. Does that mean you don't like Carl?
No, because Carl doesn't throw raw eggs at people.
Hey, you might. You don't know Carl that well. He's a dangerous weapon. I really enjoyed The Howling 6. I like all the Howling movies. They're all really retarded.
I didn't really like it that much.
Okay.
I only saw half of it, but it sort of reminded me of a Charles Band movie, the production value and the pacing.
Yep.
And
music-wise, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's why I didn't like it, is because it was like a shitty copy of a Charles Band. For whatever reason, his movies are... Even though they're not very exciting, they have this level of charm to them that I can just watch a puppet master, know that it's never going to excite me, but not hate the experience, and that this was sort of a crappy carbon copy of that, and I didn't care for it.
I could see that as well. But, all right, so that's one do and two do nots, huh?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm saying do not.
All right. What an asshole.
That's what you get for trying to make up my mind for me.
Last but not least, Jackie and I watched this on actual Halloween. It is streaming. However, caveat, you have to pay for it. But I want to talk about it anyways. It's $1.99 on all the fucking Google Play, iTunes, Vudu, whatever the frick you rent your shit from. But Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
We own this,
right?
Have
that. Yes, we have that. We have a copy. Yeah. We watched it on DVD. But I want to talk about it, even though it's a streaming movie.
I wish I could remember the Jump Rope song that they were singing.
The Freddy song.
One, two, Freddy's coming for you.
That's the Freddy song.
But I don't remember anything past that. Three, four,
knocking at your door.
Oh, I thought he said better shut the door.
I think maybe just shut your door. Anyways, look it up on the internet.
Five, six.
We got a show to do.
Is it the one with John Depp?
No, that's the first one. Okay. This one has Larry Fishburne, not Lawrence Fishburne.
Larry. He does that occasionally.
And Patricia Arquette.
Is this the one where they like make the plan and they're going to fight back?
Yes.
This is my favorite one.
There's a bunch of children. They're not children. They're teens.
Yeah.
That have been stuck in the asylum because they refuse to sleep because they've all got Freddy nightmares. But in their dreams, they have superpowers. And so they decide, hey, let's go in there and kick his fucking ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my dream, I'm beautiful and a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And in my dream, I can fly. In my dream, I'm the wizard.
The wizard was my favorite.
He was such a doofus, and he got his ass kicked.
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair, but then he could stand, and then he was wizarding it up. And he
got whooped.
He got killed.
He tried to take Freddy on solo, and he has, like, force lightning, like green force lightning. So he's sending out green force lightning. Which, let's face it, is a range weapon.
Yeah.
It's to keep your distance away from the guy with the sword or the sharp claws for a hand. And so he's zapping Freddy real good, but then he, like, runs at Freddy while he's zapping. No, stand back. Keep zapping him. You got him. Don't run at him. Don't get in his range, you retard. So he does, and he just gets murdered.
Yeah.
Patricia Arquette's first film debut.
Oh, really?
Kind of a big deal.
She does some nice somersaults in it.
Yeah, her superpower is like kung fu action, kind of, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I liked it considerably.
I liked it, too. I'm going to give it a do.
It's still a Freddy movie.
Yeah, I think this is my favorite one. Actually, the first one's probably my favorite, but this is my favorite non-the first one.
It's such a difference from Freddy 2, because Freddy 2 is a terrible piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, but there's no production value to it at all, and just a budget horror film with little to no creativity. This one's got a lot of very well thought out special effects and visual tricks with the camera to make things look like they're happening, you know, for 1986 effects that, again, we have to use computers to do that. People just were doing it back in the day just by doing it. And I loved it. I think this is one of the best special effects movies out there.
I like it. It's also the first one that I ever saw.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So
total do for me.
Yep, it's a do.
Do.
It's my week this week. My week week.
Week week.
So I'm going to have a little game of Good Neighbor, Bad Neighbor for the wild card.
Oh,
the Al Pacino edition.
Okay.
Starting out with Michael Corleone from Godfather.
You broke my heart.
Fredo, I know it was you. Whap.
I'm going to say Good Neighbor.
Okay, what's your good neighbor?
Because, one, I'm going to live in a sweet place because Don Corleone had some sweet business.
They are a wealthy family, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And if I mind my own fucking business, they'll leave me alone.
Okay. Don't you think that there's a chance of spillover, though, with the whole thing that's going on, and that you're going to get sucked into it? Like, you get out, but they keep bringing you back in type shit? Like, you can't escape the level of havoc that the Corleone family carries around with them?
No, because everybody in this neighborhood has a gate.
They also think that he's in the plumbing shipping business.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But eventually, the fucking feds are going to show up on your front yard.
Now they're going to, like, hey, did you know this guy? Yeah, he's my neighbor, Fred. He's in the plumbing shipping business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, he's a mobster. Like, what?
No way.
He gave me these candies for Christmas. He's the nicest man.
He said, see, he had any mother for me.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to go with. He probably gives out nice neighborhood gifts every year.
How's her How's her corns? Are corns doing good?
Yeah.
He knows about your mom's corns.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a concerned citizen of your neighborhood.
Well, of your neighborhood. He's not a concerned citizen of the town. He kills everybody.
Oh, I see you putting in a new security system. Yeah, to keep robbers out. That's a good idea. Let's point the camera towards here. Don't want it to get on my property. It won't do its business.
How about I just send a guy over? Well, I thought you were in the plumbing business. I'm in the plumbing guy business. He's a guy. He's a got guy. A pipe wrench. He's going to come over here and make sure your house is good.
He's union guys.
Yeah. So, Jackie makes a strong argument.
I'm thinking he's a good neighbor.
Okay.
Yep.
Good neighbor. Lieutenant Colonel Frank Slade from Son of a Woman.
Fuck this guy.
Fuck you.
Fuck him. Fuck them. Fuck them all.
You're out of order.
He's a he's a weirdo who's going around and he's like, is that you, Bob?
Bob?
No, is that you, Jackie?
Yeah, he's smelling ladies.
It smells like you have a fresh douche this week. Oh my God. I'm never going to go out and get the newspaper again.
You smell like a tuna hand roll. And I like it. Hooah!
Yeah, dude. It's going to be all like creepy and weird. He's always going to be like, no. Fuck him.
The movie Scent of a Woman is basically, could be renamed The Acts of a Bad Neighbor. That's all he does is be a bad neighbor throughout the whole movie.
It is indeed. I can't think of one defense for Colonel Frank Slade. Lieutenant Colonel Frank Slade. Not to mention he's a talker. He has so many fucking lines in that goddamn movie, and halfway through it, I was just like, shut up, dude. Just shut up. You're not that fucking smart and you want to change the world, but it's just because you're blind. No, shut up. This movie sucks. Shut up, Frank Slade.
Like that movie when it came out.
You know, the critics didn't either, but it still fucking got all these awards. Whatever. Bad neighbor.
Bad neighbor.
Last but not least, well, actually, edit that again. Next up, the devil from The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, good neighbor.
Really?
This is the first movie that I ever really saw Al Pacino in.
Okay, all right.
And I thought, what a sexy beast. I was probably...
Let's back that up. What did you just say?
What a sexy beast.
Nobody has said that in the history of humankind.
I think I might have been...
He is a goblin man.
I think I might have been... I want to say like 14 or 15.
Even Al Pacino does not think he's attractive.
I thought he was hot in this movie.
I look like a toad.
Yeah, he's visibly like a foot and a half shorter than Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I thought he was quite handsome.
I look like a shriveled up marshmallow.
I watched the scene of him and Keanu Reeves in the subway this morning, and they actually just had to, like, you could tell during filmmaking, like, you know what, Keanu, after you come over here, you just need to get out of the shot because we will never be able to see him if you're both in the same shot. So they just had to remove Keanu Reeves from the shot because he was too tall.
Whoa, where'd Al Pacino go? I'm down here! Look down, you tall, freakish bastard!
How do you play goalie from up there?
Who let this fucking elf man in here? Fucking dwarf goblin king.
I mean, he has really good manners. He can give you things.
Yeah, okay. Like, good job, I guess.
Yeah.
The keys to a court case.
Yep.
Okay. He does have a penthouse on the top of his own building. So if you're his neighbor, you live close to the top of his own building. However, Ed Rooney from Ferris Bueller, if you'll recall, was also his neighbor, ended up fucking dead as shit.
Yes. I think that that's the problem, is that you think he's a good neighbor until he completely fucks your whole life over in an instant.
Because he's the fucking
devil.
Because
he's the fucking devil.
All right, maybe he is a bad neighbor.
You can never underestimate how much that he's the devil.
Yeah, he's probably going to turn into a dick at some point.
Bad neighbor.
Yeah, bad neighbor.
Last but not least, any other role ever.
He's obviously a shitty neighbor and a shitty husband in Heat.
Uh-huh, okay.
That's my TV.
Glengarry Glen Ross, go fuck yourself, buddy.
Yeah?
Serpico?
Bad neighbor. Like, his neighbors Scarface? Don't like him in the movie. His neighbors don't like him. In-
Scarface?
Scarface is no bad neighbor. You do not want to be living next to that douchebag. Yeah,
that was that one had some spillover.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think he... I think Al Pacino plays bad neighbors.
Yeah.
The fluke of the Corleone family is not really about Michael Corleone. It's about them being mobsters.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably the worst neighbor out of the bunch, other than Fredo. But, hey, it's Fredo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he just continually back to back to back. He always just plays this guy that you want to have nothing to do with in real life. So there you go. Sam, tell us about 88 Minutes.
Question, is it 88 minutes long?
Probably.
Is that with or without credits?
That makes things a little tricky.
Funny that you should ask. It's our first real-time movie.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yep. This is another attempt to bottle suspense by presenting the story in quote-unquote real time.
Ah, oh, sucky.
Other valiant attempts at this were the not-wonderful films Nick of Time with John Depp and Phone Booth with Colin Farrell.
And 24.
The show, yeah. Yeah, it was not... I didn't like any of it.
Uh-uh, no.
Mm-mm.
I just looked over the fairly short list of real-time films, and it looks like they all stink. I'm not sure about Die Hard for two reasons. One, I feel like there's some forward cutting at the end.
Uh-huh, yeah, what? No, Die Hard's not a fucking real-time movie.
Yeah, and bullshit. Two, I don't even know if I actually like Die Hard. For some reason, somebody put Run Lola Run on there, and it's like... There's three different vignettes that are like parallel forms of different time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not real time.
No.
In actuality, that is the stark opposite of real time. So that one shouldn't be on there either. The remainders is all shit like this one, Phone Booth, and Nick of Time.
Gotcha. Gimmick movies.
Yes. Shit.
And that's the end of the boring bullshit or
no.
What?
No.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Can't take a breath around you two dickheads. It's crazy.
You're a dickhead.
Fuck you.
That's your Pacino?
Yeah, that was my best.
Try one more time.
Fuck you.
It's more like Tom Brady.
Yeah, it is Tom
God
Brady.
Damn it.
Actually, this is Tom Brady. I'm Tom Brady.
Fuck you.
Stop it.
I want ice cream.
Tom Brady always gets ice cream. This $30 million train wreck was engineered by famed producer John Avnet, who directed Fried Green Tomatoes, and then a bunch of movies that weren't nearly as good.
Okay.
As a producer, he's responsible for a cavalcade of projects, including Black Swan and The Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I found while sifting through his filmography that he produced a 1992 television film entitled The Night Man.
Oh, you're kidding
I'm
me.
Not.
God damn it, that Night Man.
Yeah, I like to get sidetracked on Night Man and how often it gets used as a name. You know that Glenn A. Larson?
Mm-hmm.
Famed television producer of Battlestar Galactica,
mm-hmm.
had a TV show called Nightman.
Really?
Yeah, you should
and
take
not a... the same one.
No, it was a series.
Now, are any of these about guys that break into your house and have sex with your butt?
Think that the 192 that Avnet made, it's a lady running on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
So that looks like he's that kind of a Nightman, whereas the Glenn A. Larson Nightman is just a butthole. Like, if you look at a picture of him, you're like, wow, that's the dumbest superhero I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He has, like, a tomato eye.
Ooh.
It's just like a red ball or something. It doesn't even make sense.
Okay.
Back to 88 Minutes. This thing has quite a cast. Beyond Academy Award-winning actor Al Pacino, the film features Neil McDonnell,
mm-hmm.
Lily Sobieski,
mm-hmm.
and Gotham's Ben McKenzie. It will pair Al Pacino with Amy Brenneman again after co-starring with her in Heat.
Mm-hmm.
The two notable stars, for my money anyway, are William Forsythe and Alicia Witt.
Oh, yes, Alicia Witt.
Alicia Witt
seen
has
her.
Had a sparse career, which started as her playing the daughter on the primetime not-hit show Sybil.
Mm-hmm.
She then seems to have a trouble finding consistent and quality work. She has never had trouble giving me a boner.
I don't like Norm MacDonald.
Jackie, Good news, you don't have to, because he's not in the fucking movie. Neil McDonough! Neil McDonough! Who is now making his second appearance on Sticker Madness,
yes,
as well as Lily Sobieski.
And for some reason, how is this William Forsythe's first trip? This guy's in nothing but shitty movies.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, well, so...
No, he's in...
Dreamcatcher.
Nope. Fucking Stone Cold.
Oh, he is in Stone Cold. Did we do that?
Yes!
Okay. Well, William Forsythe does not give me a boner. The opposite.
Yeah, he's a frog.
For whatever reason, when I see him, I just want to punch him in the face.
Really?
Yeah, I just...
Oh, I love that guy.
I know, I do too, but it's like, you see him, you're like, oh, I want to punch you in the face. No, you don't even have gorgeous. To say a word.
He's wonderful.
You're already the bad guy.
He's delightful.
That gives him merit.
Yeah.
Let's keep an eye out for, most importantly, we'll need to look out for the biggest faux pas, the 3-minute backward time jump.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They have a clock on screen, and it goes backwards.
Oh, fuck me.
From shot to shot. There's also a character named Jack who has hair that changes lengths. And in a film where the style and aesthetic is basically continuity, there are at least 18 continuity errors. That's what we'll try to count as many as we can.
Man, okay.
I don't like Norm MacDonald.
No, that's your first continuity error right there. 'Cause,
you don't like Norm MacDonald?
No.
Why?
I don't know. He just bothers me.
He's funny.
No, he's not.
You know what? Neither are you guys, so eat shit. Eat shit!
Fuck you!
Fuck you! Alright, the movie may or may not be streaming anywhere for monies. I don't think it's streaming anywhere for freeze.
I bet you could find it in any pawn shop in America for 99 cents.
I paid 32 cents when Hastings closed.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this one, because it's cheap!
Yeah.
So, there you go. Come back to us on Monday, and in the meantime... Get to the chopper.
Fans of Stinker Madness, iTunes thinks you don't like us. What? How is that possible? Well, it's because you haven't given us a review yet. Go to Stinker Madness on iTunes and take just a couple seconds to rate and review us there. While you're at it, hit up Stitcher.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter @Stinker Madness and email us at talk@stinkermadness.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening and get to the chopper.